This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior U.S. diplomat says that coup leaders in Niger refused to allow her to meet with the country's democratically elected president, whom she described as under virtual house arrest. Acting Deputy Secretary of State Victoria Nuland also described the mutinous military officers as unreceptive to U.S. pressure to return the country to civilian rule. She spoke to reporters after a two-hour meeting in Niger's capital with some leaders of the junta that have overtaken a vital counterterrorism partner of the United States. Leaders of West Africa's regional bloc say that they will meet later this week to discuss the next steps. Ukrainian officials say that two Russian missiles hit the center of a city in the eastern Donetsk region, killing at least five people, wounding two dozen more. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an online statement, accused Russia of trying to leave only broken and scorched stones in eastern Ukraine. His remarks accompanied footage of a damaged five-story residential building. The deadly attack came just a day after officials from around 40 countries gathered in Saudi Arabia to find a peaceful settlement for the war in Ukraine. Russia denounced the talks as not having the slightest added value because Moscow, unlike Kyiv, wasn't invited. At least two people have died. Thousands of U.S. flights have been canceled, and more than a million have lost power as destructively strong storms move through the eastern U.S. Residents were warned to stay indoors Monday and prepare for the worst. The threat of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes stretched from Alabama to New York. Officials say a 15-year-old boy was killed by a falling tree in South Carolina. A 28-year-old man was killed by lightning in Alabama. This is VOA News. Buses began moving thousands of global scouts from their campsite in South Korea's coast to inland venues ahead of a tropical storm that is forecast to bring intense rains and strong winds to the peninsula. More than 1,000 vehicles are being used in the evacuation that's expected to take 6 hours or more. A tropical storm has meandered around Japan's southwestern islands for more than a week. It was south of Japan's main southern island with winds of 67 miles per hour and slowly moving north on Tuesday. The storm is forecast to gain strength slightly before making landfall in the Korean Peninsula Thursday morning. South Korea's safety ministry instructed local officials to prepare to shut down places vulnerable to flooding. Police have charged 19 men in Australia with child sex abuse offenses and rescued 13 children from further harm following an FBI tips last year about an international online criminal network. Australian Federal Police Commander Helen Schneider said Tuesday two of the men had already been convicted and sentenced to long prison terms. He said most of the men charged were information technology professionals with a high degree of technical competence. Charges against them related to peer-to-peer sharing of video and images on the dark web. The men charged were aged 32 to 81. A UN independent investigator in human rights says Eritrean refugees and asylum seekers report that during compulsory national service, they experience torture, inhumane or degrading treatment, sexual and gender-based violence, forced labor, and abusive conditions. Mohamed Babker says that Eritrea has a policy of indefinite national service and has ignored numerous calls from federal human rights bodies to ensure legal limits for the duration of such service to protect the human rights of all participants. Eritrea maintains its national service is unfairly judged, but Babaker says in a report circulated Monday that it continues to receive numerous incredible reports of grave human rights violations in the context of forced national military service. U.S. President Joe Biden set out Monday on a Western swing aimed at showcasing his work on conservation, clean energy, and veterans benefits as he seeks to draw an implicit contrast between himself and former President.